We are joined in studio by Tara Lockwood Grant. You know what, Tara? It feels like I need to play the entertainment jingle before you walk in the studio.
I know. I'm doing a course at the moment, and Lottie's so kind. She's in for me, and I'm doing the, this training, camera training course. But you know what? I have been. This smile has not left my face all
you
day.
You always smile anyway.
No, but really, no. When I was coming into you guys today, I'm actually emotionally happy.
Okay. Well, we're about to explain. But first of all, I want to say big welcome to Blondet Hennessy for coming in from Folkestone. In Temple Bar in Dublin. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, Tara, explain what this is all about to us.
Okay. So I will try to bring the smile down from my face so I can actually speak. You know, when you have that big cheek smile.
Okay. It's going
to
be hard because you smile a lot all the time.
I'm pretty happy now. We've got Electric Picnic. For Christmas, myself and my hubby, we've got young kids. We gave each other, I said, lads, the Electric Picnic is for everybody, okay? It's for all age groups. We went to every festival over the years, every concert, did a lot of raving, a lot of gigs all over Europe. So why are we giving it up? Why are we not going to the picnic? So we said we're going to give each other money in an envelope so we can buy each other the tickets for a family pass. Bought the family pass when they were released a couple of months later. Long story short, realised the younger two are too young, 2 and 4. Too young, too much for us, too much work for us. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't get to see the gigs. Halfway through, AJ would be like, I need to go to the toilet. And we'd be in the middle of 1,000 people going,
but at least AJ and another 50,000 people would probably need to go to the toilet as well.
Exactly, but the queues and porterlies and kids, I just thought, how? He'll fall
disaster.
In.
This is not going to work. It'll tip over and everything. It's horrible.
So now it's the two of us and we're treating it like a big date, big weekend date thing. And then I kind of had this panic of what to wear. How to look cool but not look like I tried too hard. And every time I pulled anything, I either looked like I was going farming or that I was actually going to a rave with heels and sequins. And I thought, how am I going to do this? I don't know how to do it.
Well, Jenny, I'm going to throw to you on this because I haven't been to... Yeah, first of all, Tara, have you ever been to Electric Picnic?
Yes,
you
but I was
been.
Working. Okay. And it's different because you're in a very small area, so you could wear heels, let's say. You could glam it up a bit more. You weren't so worried about the elements because you weren't outside.
But you're going
so
as a punter this time.
And this is Ireland. This isn't like Coachella with shorts and a little skimpy top.
Jenny, we were discussing this morning. Does anything go in Electric Picnic? In clothes wise,
it kind of does, like, and I find you see a lot of people who kind of dress very strangely for the weekend. That just kind of, I think they kind of want to be noticed. They might be in like a bear suit,
and
Joe Duffy skunk hat.
That's what I was going to say, the skunk hat, the raccoon hat that Joe Duffy had on in the Ice Bucket Challenge. Could you get away with that Electric
Picnic? You could, exactly. Or you see a lot
of denim shorts,
a lot of men in kind of one of the dance tents for the weekend in like a onesie.
Well, you know what? One stage at
cotton those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not good.
Especially at a picnic when you're drinking.
That's if you open them.
That's a bad start to do. But no, at Paramore we're playing at Reading Festival, and I was looking at Reading Leeds Festival, and I was looking at this one girl got pulled up onto stage and she was dressed as a dinosaur, and at one stage I was going, maybe a dinosaur.
Could be ironic, you know.
But so you don't know what to wear, but Jenny's here to help.
Yes. Yeah, well, you said about, well, technically I haven't really helped that much. I made a phone call.
Okay, before you say that, Jenny, I have to admit, I always love Jenny's style, right? I think she's got it. Every time she's got a t-shirt on, I'm like, Jenny, where did you get
except
that?
Sarah, look at us today. We're matching outfits.
Yeah,
I love Jenny's style too, it seems.
They're both wearing, did you describe that? Black tops and cool jeans.
Well, look, we went straight to the legend that is Blondet Hennessy is here from Folkestone. So we gave Blondie the brief and we said we want to make Tara look cool for the weekend. We want her to be happy in what she's wearing, and your own shop is the place to go to, really.
Thank you very much. I hope so anyway. But it was easy. Polish a diamond, as they say. But no, it's great. I mean, Electric Picnic is such a great weekend to go absolutely mental with fashion. And I suppose for us in the shop, that's really what we're about, is really having fun, not taking it too seriously and really enjoying it and being comfortable, which is important too, particularly at the picnic. Because I think, what you know, if it's your first time going to picnic, you kind of forget you're walking and standing all day. So you do have to prepare for like good shoes, good boots, you know, put an insole in your wellies, all that kind of stuff. But Tara got some great, well, I hope she got some great little pieces, but she looks really cool, I think.
I am so excited. I don't know what you have in store, but
you're not dressed for the picnic now?
No.
But
that's a great line. But yeah, like are you going to take a picture before and after?
We're going to get a photo before. If we can get Alan in here, we will get a picture of you before, and then we're going to do after. So are we going to talk through what we've picked for clothes so far? I think we are. Yes, we are. Okay.
Well, do you know what we'll do? We'll take a break and then we will have music from people who are performing on the picnic, and we'll do that. Tara, first of all, Blondet, Tara, you said she wasn't hard work to transform for the picnic.
No, I mean, we'd seen Tara before, so we kind of said, let's do this kind of quite slick look with her, a bit of badass, bit of rock star look. Okay. So, yeah, it'll be a...
Ada better watch out for the weekend. Tara is going to be snapped up.
Okay, stick around and then we'll tell you more about how Tara got on.
Will we bring her in now?
Let's bring her in.
I can tell you, Alan, she is decent. I went in and checked a moment ago.
Okay.
She is wearing clothes. She is fully clothed.
Is she ready?
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, TLG. Oh.
You know what's so funny? Blonde had walked through first and I'd seen Blonde and I thought you wore a wig. I thought, this is a brilliant makeover.
You thought that is some transformation.
Stand up, Tara. Give us a look at you.
Okay. Look at the shoes. Look at my boots.
They're pretty,
unbelievable.
I think we wore a pair of them in Westlife many moons ago.
Okay, right. So talk us through the outfit. Blonde, yes, you might want to do this for us, actually.
Okay, so this is quite... We were getting two types of customer in for Electric Picnic. There's the very bohemian festival vibe, and then there's this. This is a little more slicker, and we were saying kind of badass. So we've started with the Jeffrey Campbell Colburn. This is a very heavy, very comfortable shoe, but it's studded and very flat. You can wear this all weekend.
This is a slick shoe, I might
this
say.
Is.
I genuinely think I'd a pair of those boots back in the day. Steel toe, steel heel.
Yeah. And if you get in any kind of trouble, these are going to be your best friend at the weekend. You know,
there's nobody going to be pushing you out of the way to go to the toilets.
You're going to be in the front of every gig. You're just going to be kicking people out of the way. And then we have put on this slip dress, where, you know, this kind of clueless 90s vibe is in at the moment. So this has a lace base to it. And then she's put on a lovely warm woolen tunic over it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That is going to really be brilliant now in the evening when it gets so cold in there.
Exactly. And that's, I suppose, another thing with Electric Picnic is all the layers. That's the way forward.
Or an electric blanket. Nowhere to plug it in though.
And then we have a camo jacket.
That's a Jenny Green jacket right there. I want it.
And that's an abbreviation of the word camouflage. A camo jacket.
I know, sorry. Okay. Do you know what it
is?
I think it's a spelling thing. I was like, scarlet is my favourite.
I know. Listen, as long as it's not a camel toe jacket, we're doing okay.
She always brings the tone down, doesn't she?
Yeah, and that's why we love her. So, this jacket has zip pockets. Very important, Electric Picnic. And they're up here at your chest area, not down low. So they're quite
safe. So you can't be pickpocketed.
Can't be pickpocketed unless, you know, if you feel...
If and then you can call the popo if you wear.
You can keep your toilet roll in there.
And then we have a little shearling collar she's put on one side at the moment.
That's the Joe Duffy hat. It's the raccoon on her shoulder.
Yeah. You can tie that around your head now at the end of kind of into the evening.
Perfect.
Tara, is that stitched on that raccoon on your shoulder? Can you take that off?
You can take it off. And as Jenny was saying, you can put it around your head at the end of the night. You can put it anywhere.
Show us it around your head for a minute.
Okay, it's pinned on right now.
It's just wool.
Sorry, I'm ruining this whole thing now.
Just give us a bit of wool. Do you know what this is? This
it's
is
just
like,
wool. What about the sheep?
Yeah, the sheep's wool.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there.
That's actually not bad. That's pretty
fabulous.
Cool.
Fabulous. That's now, like
we'll have
amazing.
To get a pic of that.
Do you know, John in Limerick, who texted in, is going to love that. He said, all I can say is TLG, I would ya.
Oh, John.
So there you go.
What's his number?
We'll get it for you afterwards.
Yeah, can I say one thing? Because I had to call in to Folkester to give my... My measurements.
You needn't give us those on air.
No, thanks, Jenny. Phew. And I went in, and I, do you know what? I was nervous because it is. I'd read a couple of things, but I'd heard a couple of things. I knew it was a cool shop. As you walk in, you're thinking, what if everyone's too cool for school?
Yeah.
And if you get that look of, really? This is what you're coming in?
Get out. Yeah.
What is it? And I said, you know what? Straight away from the first foot, once I put my foot over the door, the girls were so welcoming, so warm. Everybody walks of life in the shop. Coolest dudes ever to people like myself, to people who were very much into their fashion, all ages, and they were absolutely couldn't have been any more helpful. So I really wanted to say that.
And
really,
there's a texter says the same. I'm absolutely 120% in love with Folkster. I first discovered the shop in Kilkenny 2 years ago, have since been addicted. Was over the moon when I heard they were opening in Dublin. Fingers crossed they can stay in Dublin. I'm not going to Electric Picnic, but really wish I was, because Folkster will be my one and only shop to go to, etc. And that's from Kirsty and Wicklow. Now, Tara, your concerns that you raised with us many weeks ago about dressing right Are they all gone now? Do you feel 100%?
I actually feel really
cool,
thrilled, happy. I can't wait to see myself in a full length mirror or in your picture that Alan's about to take. And I still feel really comfortable. I was worried that I would feel like someone else.
Yeah.
You know, and that I'm still feel really comfortable. And I just feel that I never would have had the guts to pick it out for myself.
Okay.
I never would have. And Folkester is, you're only in Dublin for?
We were supposed to be just a pop up for the summer, but we can announce today.
Hang on, drop the music.
Wait there. Bring just right into that microphone, Blondet. Exclusive.
Well, firstly, I'd like to say thanks for all the compliments and everything. We're all a little emotional now and we really appreciate it. But yeah, we can announce today we are staying till December 31st for sure.
Okay.
And then hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get to stay afterwards. And we just want to say thank you so much to everyone for the support. I can't tell you, if we were to stay open on good wishes alone, we'd stay open forever. So thank you very much.
That is brilliant. Yay! Excellent. Thank you so much. And thank you, Blona, for coming in. And for anyone who's listening, who's heading off on Friday or Saturday, heading down to Electric Picnic, and they're having a last minute panic, thinking, I have nothing to wear.
Are you one of those people, Jenny? Are you panicking?
I'm panicking about a lot of things.
You need three outfits.
The clothes isn't one of them.
Sure, Jenny's my mentor in the fashion stakes. You're sorted.
If someone could put a set together for me for Red Bull, I'd be very grateful. Thank you. But no, the clothes are fine. But yes, absolutely. Pop in Temple Bar and they can find you as well. Instagram and on Twitter at Folkester. So, there you go. Thank you so much.
Blondet,
Tara, thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend down there. We're going to play Lily Allen. She's appearing on Sunday night at Electric Picnic.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get her into the studio on Sunday when we're down there.
Of course we will. And then we're going back with our survey says. But just before we go to the song, see if you know the answer.
Do you want to ask something?
I just wanted to say, guys, I know you won't let me thank you properly after, so I'm thanking you now.
Stop it. Give me more. Stop it.
And thank you, Blondet.
Okay, I've lost, but here we go. Have a go with this real quick. 3 out of 4 people wish they had enough money to do this every week.
What is it?
Go to Folkester.
We'll have to wait and see.